all the trimmings, none of the work. Thanksgiving in a hotel, The New York Times, November 6, 2023, 5:02 a.m. At Thanksgiving is just a few weeks away, and while many Americans will be staying at home or with family and friends, others will be checking into hotels where guests can participate in turkey trots and try Thanksgiving-themed spa treatments, all while letting someone else worry about cooking. Here are five options from coast to coast, including the renovated National Historic Landmark by the Pacific Ocean, the reimagined Hot Springs Getaway in Virginia, the redesigned luxury hotel amid Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, and a New York City mainstay with views of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Wherever you go, book soon because hotels are likely to fill up long before you get the craving for pumpkin pie. Hot Springs, VA. The Omni Homestead Resort. Image: The Omni Homestead Resort, in the Allegheny Mountains, has recently completed an extensive, property-wide renovation. The resort's Thanksgiving feast will feature roasted turkey, glazed ham and sides like cornbread stuffing, green beans and whipped potatoes. Credit: The Omni Homestead Resort. This storied resort in the Allegheny Mountains, which has been visited by 23 U.S. presidents, including Thomas Jefferson, James Madison and Martin Van Buren, announced in late October the completion of a more than $150 million property-wide renovation. Its 483 rooms and suites are on more than 2,300 acres with a spa, two golf courses and plenty to do outdoors, including horseback riding, archery, axe throwing, hiking, mountain biking and falconry lessons. Another major draw is the Warm Springs pools about 5 miles from the Omni Homestead Resort, which runs them where you can go for a soak in the newly rehabilitated bathhouses, which also have a long history. The stone basin in the Gentleman's Bathhouse, for instance, dates to 1761. According to the resort, places to tuck into a meal include the resort's new Pioneer Picnic, the casual spot where you can enjoy the food and mountain views from a wraparound porch, and the renovated Martha's Market, a grab-and-go cafe where you'll find snacks, sandwiches, Homestead Creamery ice cream and coffee. For something stronger, stop in at the Presidential Lounge, the renovated lobby bar, for a drink and a game of pool. The guest rooms have been spruced up, too, nodding to nature with floral patterns and shades of green, pink, blue and lavender. While a lot has changed, certain traditions remain, including the annual tree lighting ceremony, which will feature live music by the Colonial Singers of Williamsburg the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Burn a few calories on Thanksgiving morning with a turkey trot, an approximately 3-mile run with prizes for the fastest man, woman and child. If running isn't your speed, consider the turkey waddle, a mile and a half group walk on Friday morning. Of course, there will also be a Thanksgiving feast, with entrees such as roasted turkey and glazed ham, as well as sides like cornbread stuffing, green beans and whipped potatoes. Save room for dessert, including cookies and pumpkin and pecan pies, $86 for adults, $43 ages 15 and under. Prices from $388 a night, from $516 on Thanksgiving night. Rates include the resort fee. Coronado, California. Hotel del Coronado. Image: For the last several years, the Hotel del Coronado, in Coronado, California, has been renovating and expanding. Credit: Hotel del Coronado. Established in 1888 as a seaside getaway, this hotel was the setting for Some Like It Hot, starring Marilyn Monroe, and was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1977. For the last several years, it has been renovating and expanding, reimagining spaces, including its restaurants, fitness center, spa and rooms. Accommodation types include rooms, suites, cottages and villas as part of a more than $550 million investment plan. Most of the hotel's renovations have now been completed. And beginning on November 17, you can participate in activities like skating at the property's beachfront ice rink with views of the Pacific Ocean. If you prefer to watch rather than take to the ice, you can rent rinkside or oceanside seating and drink and eat around a fire pit at the Frostbite Lounge. Beachside igloos are also available for rent. At night, the free light show will be set to 1920s jazz with a finale that includes snow flurries created with soaked bubbles. A Thanksgiving buffet will have something for everyone, including a carving station, veg and curry station, and sushi and sashimi station. If you're 21 or older, you'll receive a glass of champagne, to $195 per person for ages 11 and up, $100 for children 4 to 10, free for children 3 and under with a paid adult. Image: the Hotel del Coronado will offer a bountiful Thanksgiving feast. Credit: Hotel del Coronado. The property, part of Curio Collection by Hilton, has 901 rooms across 5 different areas or neighborhoods, as the hotel calls them. The cabanas, the views, Beach Village. The Victorian renovations are scheduled to begin in January, and the new short house at the Del, 75 1-3 bedroom villas, where prices start at $950 a night for a villa. Farmington, Pod. The Grand Lodge at Nemacolin. Image: the Grand Lodge is the latest opening at the sprawling Nemacolin Resort in Pennsylvania's Laurel Highlands region. Credit: Nemacolin. Just in time for Thanksgiving, this all-suite hotel in southwestern Pennsylvania will open on November 20 at Nemacolin, a sprawling resort with 3 hotels and other types of accommodations such as estates, homes and townhomes. Set amid the Laurel Highlands, the Grand Lodge has 56 suites, each with a dedicated butler. Some suites also have balconies. At the new farm-to-table restaurant, Fawn and Fable open for breakfast, lunch and dinner. You can savor Parker House rolls brushed with smoked olive oil and Greek sea salt and served with whipped butter, along with steakhouse classics. For cocktails, there's a Circle Bar, a lounge that adjoins the study, where you can slip away for quieter conversations. The holidays are no small affair at Nemacolin, and families will find plenty to do, including ice skating, the 5K turkey trot, movies, crafts, painting classes, golf, horseback rides, and, on November 24, the light show where everyone can sip hot cocoa, join carolers in song, and pose or eat photo with Santa. Also beginning on November 24, you can visit the resort's Hardy's Holiday Village, where there will be dance performances by elves and places to sip cocoa and savor sweets. You can kick off your holiday shopping at Magical Maggie's Mittens and Scarves, where you'll find winter apparel, as well as at Santa's House Toy Store and PJ's Peppermint Emporium, where candy cane striped products are the theme, be they socks or blankets. On Thanksgiving, a feast: roasted acorn squash and kale salad, sweet potato casserole, sugar and spice cured turkey breast, and double chocolate fudge cake are on the menu. Will be available from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. $175 per person, $75 for ages 5 to 12. Prices for the Grand Lodge start at $2,000 a night. Orlando, Florida. Waldorf Astoria Orlando. Image: the Waldorf Astoria Orlando is on the verge of completing a makeover, and if you stay, you'll receive free transportation to the nearby Walt Disney World theme parks and Disney Springs. Credit: Waldorf Astoria Orlando. Why not add Mickey Mouse to a list of familiar faces with whom you'll be spending the holidays? This 502-room and suite luxury hotel is on the verge of completing the property-wide makeover, and if you stay, you'll receive free transportation to the Walt Disney World theme parks and Disney Springs, where plenty of holiday festivities await. Guests of the Waldorf Astoria Orlando may enter the parks 30 minutes before opening time. Back at the hotel, linger over a 4-course Thanksgiving dinner at Bull & Bairn, which recently reopened with new menued items, including the Grand Seafood Chowder with oysters, jumbo shrimp, Alaskan king crab, crab cocktail and chilled Maine lobster. $160 serves to. The holiday menu includes pumpkin bisque, roasted heritage turkey with foie gras and trimmings, and pumpkin pie with salted caramel and pecan gelato. $155 per person, $65 for ages 12 and under. For a more intimate Thanksgiving, holiday specials like butternut squash soup and carved turkey can be delivered to your room. At the spot, melt away seasonal stress with Thanksgiving-themed treatments beginning November 1, including the harvest massage, accompanied by scents like pumpkin spice and tar cranberry orange. $215 for 50 minutes, $295 for 80 minutes, and the pumpkin sorbet body treatment with ingredients that include pumpkin, organic sugar and organic sunflower seed oil. $225 for 50 minutes. You can also take a dip in one of the outdoor swimming pools, join the Thanksgiving Weekend Family Golf Clinic $50 a person, or the 18-hole Harvest Classic $150 a person. As for the hotel's rooms and suites, most will be renovated by Thanksgiving. prices from $491 a night from November 22 through 26. New York City, New York Hilton Midtown Image. The vast New York Hilton Midtown is convenient to the Museum of Modern Art, Central Park and Radio City Music Hall. The number of rooms overlook the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade route on the Avenue of the Americas. Credit: New York Hilton Midtown Manhattan is home to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and while there are plenty of hotels in Midtown, few put visitors in the heart of the city's Thanksgiving festivities like this one. Located along the parade route on Avenue of the Americas between 53rd and 54th Streets, the vast 1,878-room and suite New York Hilton Midtown is also steps from the Museum of Modern Art, Central Park and Radio City Music Hall, home to the Christmas Spectacular starring the Radio City Rockets. Dining options in New York abound, but if you'd like to stay in Herb and Kitchen on the lobby level, will be offering a Thanksgiving meal from noon to 7 p.m. with a carving station, the Raw Bar and Suites, $115 for adults, half price for children 12 and under, free for ages 6 and under. In-room breakfast packages are also available. The main attractions, of course, are the rooms with views of the balloons and performances along the parade route. You can even select your vantage point, low floor, high floor, side view, or full view. Most of the hotel's packages require a minimum of 4 nights, from $750 a night for a low floor side view room to $2,800 a night for the ultimate corner view room with a full front view from a low floor. For a more low-key experience, consider staying on the Upper West Side, where the day before the parade you can join New Yorkers in marveling at the giant character balloons being inflated in the streets. Follow New York Times Travel on Instagram and sign up for our weekly travel dispatch newsletter to get expert tips on traveling smarter and inspiration for your next vacation. Dreaming up a future getaway or just armchair traveling? Check out our 52 places to go in 2023. Share full article.